Since March, the whole planet has had to figure out new ways to work, new ways to play. I'm joined by a gentleman who has been working for many years on bringing music into his community in Cleveland, Ohio, and communities around the world through arts and wellness and education. And I'm very happy to welcome trumpeter, composer, Dominic Farinacci. Hello, Dominic.
Hi, Susan. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
It sounds like you've been working very hard and traveling all around the world on bringing music to the communities. And at this time in all of our lives, that's more important than ever. And I'm just curious how you and your family are dealing with the pandemic and what you're doing to reach out to the communities virtually.
Yeah, it's been certainly been a challenge for, I know, literally everyone on the planet, maybe that's kind of safe to say, in terms of adjusting. For me, you know, when this happened in mid-March, I remember in a matter of 3 days, I had over 40 performances canceled. And so, you know, I thought, well, the magnitude of that, even though we didn't know the extent of how all of this was going to, you know, play out, I kind of immediately got busy on a two-year plan. And some of the things that stood out for me that I wanted to, you know, figure out how to continue doing is, one, you know, maintaining the relationship and work with fellow musicians, two, maintaining our relationship with our audience from all, you know, from all different parts of the world, and three, figuring out a way how to get one and two done in a way that doesn't really diminish the quality of what we've worked so hard to establish in our, you know, in our careers as artists. So the first step of that was to, I created this, out of that came a show called the Songbook Watch Party, which for a while was happening every Sunday, and now it's happening at different times throughout the week. And it's an effort to, you know, stay connected with our audiences and do these different virtual concerts, virtual collaborations with artists from all over the world. And, you know, I quickly found that it's really great. I mean, a lot of artists that I've been friends with, but maybe we've never played together, now we all have the time to do it. So let's do it and make it happen and, you know, figure out all the technology, which has been, you know, quite time consuming. So that was, you know, one of, I think, many things that I chose to do at the onset of the pandemic. And then transferred all of our education programs to online, and there was a great learning curve there. And I've just been really trying to record more and more material and work on projects that we hope can go on the road, you know, in the next year or two.
Tell me about your work with the group Spirit of the Groove.
Yes, Spirit of the Groove. So I am the director of the Tri-C Jazz Fest Academy here in my hometown of Cleveland, and it's housed at the Jill and Tommy LaPuma Center for Creative Arts at Cuyahoga Community College here in Cleveland. So within the Jazz Fest Academy, which we bring in students of all different experience levels from around the region, there's a group called Spirit of the Groove, and that is a group that students can enter. These are all pre-college, by the way, so
right,
middle school and high school students, that students can enter who are really dedicated to doing this full-time, who want to make a career of music full-time. And so it's a real intensive study in terms of balancing in-classroom study with on-the-bandstand study. So it brings those two elements together. So we've done, before the pandemic, we did all kinds of gigs around town, and we actually were scheduled to perform at Jazz on Lincoln Center in early May, but obviously that was canceled. That's one tier of Spirit of the Groove. But in the bigger picture, when I came back here to Cleveland, I was in New York City for many years, and then I moved out to the Middle East for a couple of years, and then came back to Cleveland. I wanted to figure out a way how to bring together the different sides of our musical communities, because we have a lot of great talent, jazz community and the gospel community and different communities here in Cleveland, but everybody kind of operates, you know, in their own kind of world, and seldom do we actually get together and play. And I think there's a multitude of reasons for that, not just musical reasons. So Spirit of the Groove in the bigger picture is an effort to really bring together musicians of different generations and communities within our great community of Cleveland, which, of course, like any cities, has its challenges in terms of, you know, bringing people of different parts of the city together. So, you know, Spirit of the Groove has a few different layers. Ultimately, it's rooted in education and bringing up the next generation of musicians here in Cleveland.
you're going to be working with Tamir on Wednesday, August 19th, and it's going to be a tribute to Lee Morgan. Tell me about the music that you've been thinking about playing on Wednesday with Tamir.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about this. First of all, Tamir is one of my favorite pianists on the planet. And it's actually through the Songbook Watch Party where we kind of reconnected, and I had him on my show a few months ago. And we've known each other for years, played a couple gigs in person. But, you know, I'm so thrilled to do this special concert for Tamir's weekly series, which he's been doing a wonderful job on. And he had mentioned, he said, you know, let's pick a trumpet player that you love that we can do a concert dedication to. And so we went back and forth around Miles Davis and Clifford Brown and a few others, and we landed on Lee Morgan. And just getting into this music now, I'm so glad that we chose Lee, because he has so many wonderful compositions, great albums from over the years that, frankly, I haven't really checked out in the past, you know, in the past years. I checked them out when I was, you know, in school and afterwards, and he's always been a tremendous influence on me. But I really love his writing, his compositions, the bands that he put together, and the great albums that he did. So this will be a real fun collaboration. I think some songs that folks will recognize who maybe have just heard about Lee in passing, but so many other great songs that are kind of, you know, really hidden. Unless you really check them out in depth, you might have not heard. And they have such beautiful and soulful melodies, great harmony. And, you know, in the context of a duo setting with Tamir, I think it'll be a pretty special concert.
Have you played anywhere in public? Are some of the places in Cleveland open to live music at all?
All right. We were going to do a live performance at this great club at Nighttown in Cleveland in early July. But a couple of days before, you know, the numbers started to kind of skyrocket in Cleveland. So I decided to cancel that. I thought it was just not worth it. On a bigger picture thing, I'm co-hosting the upcoming Tri-C Jazz Fest Cleveland. It's our 41st annual and first virtual Jazz Fest. And it's happening August 21st to 23rd. So all streaming online, it's going to be live. But we spent 3 weeks. We have a beautiful theater. We created a set. We spent 3 weeks bringing in over 60 different artists from our Cleveland community and about 12 to 15 different bands. And each band came in and recorded material that's exclusive to the Jazz Festival that we'll be streaming here next week. And so, you know, having over 60 artists in the same space, it was a theater, I mean, 600 seats, but it was obviously empty. And so we followed all the proper protocol and made sure that we're all, you know, spread out properly on the stage. And we had a real kind of rigorous cleaning system and schedule over the course of 3 weeks. But so that, you know, we got 60 artists and all kinds of hours and hours of music documented. So that's the closest that I've done to a live performance. And that, if you can just stream that, August 21st to the 23rd, we'll be hosting it live. And tri-cjazzfest.com, and they have all the different streaming platforms. It's free. You just register to get your ticket.
Dominic Farinacci and Tamir Hendelman will be performing the music of Lee Morgan on Wednesday, August 19th at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. If you'd like more information, to make a reservation, RSVP, go to tamirhendelman.com, or you can check out the KUVO website, kuvo.org. Dominic Farinacci and Tamir Hendelman will be performing a tribute to Lee Morgan on Wednesday, August 19th at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. To RSVP, you can go to tamirhendelman.com.